As the beloved mighty Kuyumi speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty I'm presence to bless him and pour our love without limit, to forever thank him for all that he has done for us all down through the centuries. May our love forever go forth to assist him in every way possible. Beloved ones of the legions of freedom, I come to you tonight, and I trust I may leave with you an assistance that shall always remind you of a picture that is constantly in action to bless you and through you bless the world. Each one of you, particularly under this radiation, has tremendous opportunity to assist your fellow man to be free. And while you are gaining your own freedom, you may give freedom to others just by your radiation alone. And I want you to feel that through your decrees, through your music, and through your love to your mighty I Am presence and to the Ascender Host, you are constantly drawing back in and around yourselves the action of the cosmic light that forever pours its radiance to produce perfection. But this is where your responsibility comes in, and that is to be an example of the fulfillment of this law with such power as you contact people of the outer world, that you are at all times a raising influence to all you contact. For by your calls and your love to your mighty I Am presence and to us, the release of the power of the great central sun magnet's light in and around you either helps all the life you contact to see more clearly the truth of a mighty I Am presence, and to help all to reach up and attain that. Or if you be not harmonious, then the shadows of that which is wrong within your world or your beings and world becomes a downward pull to those you contact and is but the darkness that causes confusion and doubt and fear. So every individual can be either a son of this blazing power from the mighty I Am presence and the Ascender Host and the cosmic light to lift all life to greater freedom in that light. Or if the outer self will be discordant, instead of being a sun presence to raise life to perfection, you become the shadows that cover over the conditions that otherwise would yield you their blessing. So in calling forth these various activities of the sacred fire, I hope you will hold within and around yourselves the picture that the messenger has tried so much in the last year or two to hold before your attention. That is a blazing sun presence enfolding you. And please see that sun as a sphere. Just if it came right down this way around you and constantly sheds its radiance to be the illumining purifying, raising, freeing activity to all that you contact, whether that be individuals or the plant life or anything you might contact in the outer world. You are either a force that illumines, purifies, raises, and sets free, or if you become discordant, you are but the shadows of confusion that drag mankind into more distress. So there are many reasons, my dear ones, for our constant reminders to you to keep using and calling forth these various activities of the sacred fire, always to abide in and around you and your world as an eternal part of your world. So wherever you go, the power and raising activity of the cosmic light, the sacred fire, becomes your blessing to life. And as you pour that forth to the rest of life, we intensify our outpouring to you and raise you nearer to us. This goes on infinitely and is important for the student to understand so that each one may use this mighty blessing of life to its fullest possible extent. So, blessed ones, when you charge a blazing sun presence of any special activity of the sacred fire in and around yourselves to heal or harmonize or bless or supply you or to hold control of your affairs, you are at all times raising all you contact as well as bringing perfection into yourself. So as you go forward with this, when you charge the world of a violet consuming flame or the violet flame sun presence in and around yourselves to hold violet flaming cosmic Christ control of all within you and around you, fail not to see the violet flaming sun come forth in and around you, and then watch its continual expanding action go forth in and around you, go before you, and hold the ascended master's control wherever turmoil or problem seem to be. Now, nothing can resist the continued use of the sacred fire. It is but a matter of your continually charging this forth until the momentum reaches the point where it overwhelms everything that is of human creation wherever you abide. Now, in using this for the nation, the same thing takes place. As you call forth a blazing violet sun presence or the cosmic violet flaming heart control in and around your nation, it naturally acts in through and around you first, then expands to fill the nation. But by your continued sustaining call for this, it continues its expansion until it would go forth and enfold the world. And this is what the world needs. The world doesn't need more things to fight over. Heaven knows they're fighting enough with what they have. But what this violet flame present of the victorious cosmic Christ can do, it can be drawn forth in and around individuals or groups or nations or the world and set into cosmic action with ever increasing power until it has dissolved and consumed everything unlike the perfection of our octave, because that is the action of the cosmic violet consuming flame. So when you give your decrees, take time enough to watch the picture act, and then as you see the cosmic sun go forth and become an eternal part of this world by your command, that its invincible eternal perfection descends through those suns of violet consuming flame and take up their permanent action in this world. Now, it is but a matter of filling the world with these activities of the sacred fire. And when you reach a certain point, the change takes place in outer conditions almost overnight. So, weary not of well-doing. And beloved ones, thank you for eternity, for all that your decrees have done thus far throughout the world, in your willingness to give assistance to the rest of life. And so now it is our privilege to come to you as often as we may and intensify and expand the activities of the sacred fire that you use from day to day. Thank you so much. And may I explain how we do that? Each day, as you call forth these activities of the sacred fire throughout America and the world, your own life flame expands and intensifies in and around you and your world. And for all that you give, wherever we see that flame expanding steadily every day, then we establish an outpouring into that, that from a cosmic angle continues to expand, and we amplify what you draw forth by our release of that sacred fire until it goes into conditions in the rest of the world to help close out the frightful destruction that has already been produced. So, for all that you pour forth, when you provide the nucleus, as it were, through your release and calls for that sacred fire, we amplify that and expand it without limit. And then when it reaches a certain point, as it is projected, it is projected into the conditions of the rest of the world that need not only correcting, they need purifying and illumining, so the people themselves see that life is constantly offering a way and means for each one to use to set free himself or herself or the rest of the world. When individuals become bound by selfishness to the place where they're not concerned about the welfare of the world, then the shadows are closing in upon that life stream and producing more limitation for the next embodiment. But you who are calling forth these various activities for the nation or the world and demanding purification and freedom for all are automatically intensifying and expanding that in and around yourselves, and your world is automatically becoming free. So as you give it for the freedom of the world, the cosmic law gives our release of it in, through, and around you. So for every decree you have ever sent forth for the purification and freedom of the world, from our octave comes also a decree for the freedom of yourselves and your world. This is the great balancing activity and ever-expanding power of the action of the sacred fire. And I want you to understand this tonight so that you always realize when you set into action your calls for the purification of the world, we, without delay, set into action for you our activities of the sacred fire in greater power to bring you the greater purification and the greater freedom that will bless you as you have blessed the world. So the blessing goes on and on. And you cannot call forth any activity of the sacred fire to bless the rest of the life in this world or any other that they would not come back instantly to you, a greater blessing of the sacred fire. Because as long as you let it flow, each wave is greater than the one before. So you cannot lose by giving your assistance for the freedom of the world. And we have said repeatedly, we thank you and love you and bless you for your willingness to give these decrees and render this service, that we may expand that which you call forth to more rapidly purify and free the world. But you are blessing yourselves, beloved ones, more by your willingness to bless the world. So, in the ever-expanding activity of the great perfection of life, the great cosmic law of the sacred fire is ours and yours to use without limit. But whenever you call it forth, don't fail to see the picture of its action and the removal by that picture, the removal of all discord or the conditions of limitation from which you wish to be free. Oh, you'll never know to your ascension, blessed one. What tremendous service has gone forth on these decrees, and that which you are yet to give is infinitely greater in the future than that which you have given in the past. Does it seem like you're going to give more decrees? Thank you, precious ones. And now I want you to see what happens as you send forth more and more calls for the sacred fire to come into outer world conditions and purify and bless and set free. As we pour more of our sacred fire into you as a permanent part of your life flame, the same as you pour your life flame into the life of the rest of the world. When our sacred fire begins to increase around you, you will find yourselves coming to more and more instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. So as you render that service to the world, it may seem to take some time there, but our amplification of that sacred fire in and around you brings you much more instantaneous fulfillment of your calls in your own beings and worlds. And it is this increasing action that we are watching for every opportunity to increase that as rapidly as possible, so you may draw forth the greater powers of your own life flames to come into your outer use, this time for eternity. Because as you use them to bless the rest of the world, their cosmic power comes in and around you as your world of greater and greater perfection. So, blessed ones, in that which it is your privilege to do, feel the great joy, not only of giving, but of receiving from us the amplifying power of the sacred fire that is bringing you nearer and nearer to the use of these magnificent powers of instantaneous precipitation or etherealization, the other activities of healing, instantaneous action of all the powers of your own life stream. And the momentum that you gain by sending forth the sacred fire to bless the rest of life is the power accumulating that enables more instantaneous action from your presence to you, from us to you, and then from us all to the world. So as you go on in your desire to help and free mankind, automatically the cosmic law acts more and more powerfully to free you. And every hour as you draw nearer your ascension, will you find these greater powers of your own life acting through you and for you and to you, and ever unfolding and revealing the greater and greater magnificence of the power of the sacred fire that it is your privilege to use. Now, in the outer activities of healing, there must come great changes. I'm sure you realize that. And those activities need purifying, and the calls that release assistance to mankind and force the removal of the selfishness that has created the hordes of evil. For all the hordes of evil are generated by selfishness. They are created and generated by selfishness. But when you begin to pour forth the sacred fire throughout the world, you demand its purification. You demand the annihilation of the hordes of evil. There's constantly flowing in and around yourselves this sacred fire, not only from your mighty I Am presence, but from our temples of the sacred fire, whose cosmic concentration always acts instantly. So you are drawn into your outer selves by more instantaneous action of these magnificent blessings and activities from the greater life in the universe around you. And I just want to give you this tonight so you will realize that in all that you call for the correction of the conditions in the outer world that are wrong, we are constantly calling forth the sacred fire for the correction of the conditions in you and your world. And so as you help to raise the outer, so will we help to raise you. And then it goes on and on until all are drawn into the ascended master's octave of perfection. Now this brings much more powerful healing into the body, much more instantaneous action of the healing flame. And so you cannot give without receiving. And from our octave, there is always flowing everything you could ever use. And it is always contained within these activities of the sacred fire. So, blessed ones, go forward from tonight and try to realize that every flash of flame that goes to the rest of the world to help purify and set it free, every call you send for is answered by us with greater blessings into and through and around you for your greater purification and freedom, until we all stand in the ascended master's octave, and that which has been of the limitations of the shadows in this world are no more, because the sacred fire has become the sun presence that fills the world with its perfection for eternity. So in assisting others, hold as much as you can to your call for the sun presence of each activity to come forth in quick descent and stay there in concentrated control and action until the condition yields and your victory is invincible for eternity. Thank you so much. Thank you, beloved Tutyumi. And thank you for the presence of mighty Victor, who has been here with him to help pour the victory of Venus to those under this radiation, for their willingness to help set the earth free. Thank you, beloved ones, who constantly watch and give everything possible for our assistance. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory of the flaming Christ, the mighty I Am present in the great central sun, and its violet flaming cosmic Christ control holds absolute invincible command into and around those under this radiation and closes out everything that is not the ascent of Master's perfection for us all for eternity. And we thank you. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever enables the ascent of Master's victory to blaze everywhere to us all for eternity. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Kutumi. And all who assist us and have assisted us down through the centuries. Now we offer our love and gratitude, used wherever possible to assist the rest of mankind to be free as soon as the great cosmic law permits. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us as soon as possible. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress every action of the sacred fire needed, let it come forth with lightning speed, and hold the cosmic great central sun's violet flaming cosmic Christ control into all outer conditions, everywhere we abide, now and forever with full power. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my God, sanctum angels, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved John, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are, have, or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world unfolding from us, of such invincible victory of the violet flaming cosmic Christ control. Blaze it in cosmic action until it possesses and purifies and raises all in this world into the ascended master's octave for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those of this radiation. Expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all of this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called effort, we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from which they came, we ask them to convey our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire's cosmic action necessary to compel the purification of all in this world as swiftly as possible. Now let the ascent of Master's victory take its place for eternity, and we thank you.